Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message. Back to our series, which is called Spirit Man. We've got so much to deposit in your life that the Lord has put in us over the last 40, 50 years. He's put in our lives, and we want to make deposits in your life. We want to invest in you. That's what the fivefold ministry is for. Your apostles, your prophets, your evangelists, your pastors, your teachers, they have a calling on their life, and God gives them a revelation of Christ to give to you so that your relationship with him can grow stronger and that you can be equipped to fulfill your calling. Hallelujah. That's how it works. It's the body of Christ. It's the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, the disciples, the members of the body flowing together in the revelation of Christ. And that's what we got going on right here at Highway Church. So let's refresh our memory here for Spirit Man. This is part three. We want to encourage you to go back and listen to parts one and two. And I want to encourage you guys to use the podcast. Man, podcast, I like the podcast apps. It's a great way to get the word in you. And I mean, I use mine. I've got
a number of ministries.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or your run.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, I was trimming the lawn yesterday, and I had my noise-canceling headphones on, and I was had worship music on. It was great. I had a blast. Yeah, doing my edging and my blowing, my trimming. It was really, I was like, man, here I am. It's just having a blast out here. And it was great. Yeah. So, but I want to encourage you, podcast, take advantage of that. You know, you can subscribe to our show, Highway with Joseph and Jennifer. Everything's on our website. And then, bang, you get the next episode. Just pop that baby on when you're cutting the grass or doing the dishes or whatever, and you can just soak up that fresh revelation so that you can become stronger and that your relationship with Christ would regularly improve. Hallelujah. So we said at the very beginning of this that in this series, Spirit Man, and this is part three, we said that we are going to be growing in three things: in the knowledge of our new identity in Christ, in the source of our new strength, our superhuman strength, and in the new mission that we are on, okay? And we began talking about Superman. You've all heard of Superman. Well, we're talking about Spirit Man, and that's you. The reality is Jesus was actually the superhero, the real superhero that came into the world and saved the world. And now we're born of him, and we're taking his place in the earth. We are the superheroes now. We are the sons and daughters of God, doing the things Jesus did and greater things than these. You've got to choose to begin seeing yourself as he sees you. If you don't, you'll end up, yes, you're still a Christian, you're still a believer, but you're living your life just like mere man.
What is that scripture, Joseph? Is it John 12 that we'll do the things?
John 14, 12.
I don't know. Sometimes we say these things, we have to remember. This is what Jesus said we would be able to do as his followers, as his disciples, that we would do the things that he did.
So good.
And
so
even
good.
Greater things than these. Yeah. So
John chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. Jesus says, anyone who has faith in me, anyone. The only condition is faith in him.
Uh-huh.
Anyone who believes, anyone who has faith in me will do what I've been doing.
That's so good.
He'll do even greater things than these. So if I'm not doing those things, my faith's not in him. I'm a believer. I'm waiting to go to heaven, but I'm listening to the wisdom of man. I'm letting my circumstances tell me who I am. I'm letting the culture tell me who I am instead of being hot in my relationship with Christ and letting the Spirit of God mm-hmm. show me who I am. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Yeah. You are a new spirit. You're a new creation in Christ. If you've confessed Jesus as the Lord of your life, if you've put your faith in Christ as your resurrected Savior, you have been reborn from above, from God the Father's Word, from His Spirit, by His Spirit. You're a new creature in the earth. You're not like those who don't believe. The Bible calls them mere men.
Yes. And it tells us, just don't common. Act like don't mere men.
Don't act like mere men.
They say. Yes.
Don't act like mere men. Don't think of yourself, well, I'm just like so-and-so who doesn't know you're not. We have become very, very different. We're very, very different than someone who doesn't know Christ. We're very, very different. We're actually filled with heaven now. We're filled with heaven. We're filled with yeah. the Spirit of God.
Well, you know, we no longer make our comparison to people next to us.
Oh,
as a
no.
matter of fact, the Bible
oh, no.
says not to do that.
Mm-mm.
Our comparison now is
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
We're looking to Jesus.
How, and
yes.
daily, the Bible says that we're
Hallelujah.
Being transformed and
yes.
changed and conformed into the likeness and image
yes.
of the Son.
Yes.
So, you
yes.
know, there's no more comparison next door. Like, I'm different, or, you know, it's reality.
Hallelujah.
The comparison is now I'm like
Hallelujah.
Christ.
Hallelujah.
That's what the Bible
Absolutely.
Says.
Absolutely. And don't let the world talk you out of your identity. When we say we're very different than a non-believer, we're not saying they're not important.
Exactly.
Everyone was made in the image of God.
Exactly.
And we love everybody. Everyone is equally valuable because everyone was made in the image of
That's
God.
Right.
But when you put your faith in Christ, you have become a new creature.
Now
you're seated
yeah.
with Christ at the Father's right hand. Now you're born from above and you're filled with the Spirit of God. Now you're very different than someone who doesn't know Him. So we don't look down on anybody. We don't think less of anybody because of what they believe. We love everyone as Christ loves them, but we walk in our new identity, which enables us to love others as
yeah,
Christ loves
and
them
anyway.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to say. And then we have the honor, the privilege,
yes.
and the responsibility
yes.
to invite them, the,
yes.
the other Imago
yes.
Dei, the other God
yes.
image people
yes.
to come along and
yes.
know them also.
Yes.
It's so, so fun.
Hallelujah.
So fun.
Hallelujah.
To know who we are in Christ. Amen.
Oh, I'm telling you, and I just... Boy, there's so much the Father wants to reveal to you and show you. And I just want to encourage you. I mean, you may not have realized it yet, but you are a superhero. You have superhuman strength. You have superhuman wisdom. You have superhuman provision in your life. Hallelujah. This is who you are now. All right? Now, well, let's read. Let's go to Colossians.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1, and we're going to start in verse 26. So powerful. Oh, Father, we thank you for being so
thank you, Lord.
Attentive mm-hmm. to us, caring so deeply for us that, Lord, throughout the ages, since you created man, you saw to it that... over 6,000 years later, that in 2024, we could have your word in writing. Wow! That we can hold in our hands your very word and read it. God, thank you. We want to never take that for granted. Lord, what you went through to get your written word into our hands, we have no idea of the persecution, of the opposition, of the challenges, of the things that the people who followed you went through just so that we could have your written word. Lord, the King of England, they were burning people at the stake for preaching your word. That there are people who left that nation and came to a continent they didn't know anything about so that they could simply read your word and believe it and act on it according to their conscience. How powerful is that? How powerful is that? That your word was put into English. That's the language many of us, most of us speak here. It's the language of the country we live here in the U.S. of A. And it's a language known around the world. And Lord, you put your word in so many languages that so many languages can read it in their native tongue now. So many cultures. And Lord, we just thank you that the words of life are freely accessible to us just by opening your word. So Lord, we're going to your word in Colossians chapter 1. We're not reading a book written by man. We're reading the living words of heaven. Holy Spirit, open our eyes to the truth of who Christ is as we read. In Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 26 of Colossians 1. The mystery of which was hidden for ages and generations from angels and men, but is now revealed to his holy people, the saints. If you've put your faith in Christ, you are a saint. Verse 27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. What is the mystery that the Bible is speaking of here, the Word of God is speaking of? It is Christ living in you. Satan never could have figured this out, that Christ would actually die for you, be risen for you, and enable you through faith to live in you, to have you living, have him living in you, which is Christ in you, the confident expectation of glory. And I'll tell you, verse 28 and 29 really capture the essence of what the Father has done in my life since the mid to late 1980s. And it's just been wonderful to discover this scripture afresh in the last few months and read this for me. It's my calling. It's verse 28 and 29. It's in the Passion Translation. Christ is our message. And I don't like to say sermon because that has a religious connotation. We have messages. That's what we do. It's a message. Christ is our message. Why do we do this? Why have we been preaching the gospel, you know, since the 90s? We preach to awaken hearts. To awaken hearts and bring every person into the full understanding of truth. That's why we've been doing this for all the years we've been doing it. And that's why we continue to do this. Christ is our message. We have no religious doctrine for you to subscribe to. Christ is our doctrine. He is our message. He's our way of life. He's our way of thinking. He's a person, not a belief system. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Christ, the living, resurrected Christ, is our message. We preach, we tell of him, we proclaim his goodness, we proclaim his finished work, we proclaim your new identity in him, to awaken hearts and bring every person into the full understanding of truth. So obviously, if there's a full understanding of truth, there's a not so full understanding of truth, right? There's a partial understanding of truth, or even a deficient understanding of truth. Religion is deficient of the full understanding of truth. Christ is not. We're calling you into relationship with the person of Christ, into the fullness of this glorious gospel of grace, where everything you enjoy is received by faith through his grace. We're saved by grace through faith. We've received the abundance of his grace and the gift of his righteousness. We didn't earn these things. We simply receive them. All that the Father asks of us is to believe. And when you believe it, you'll begin to act upon it. If we're not acting upon it, we don't believe it yet. And that's okay. We need to grow sometimes. Sometimes there's things that are just as true as us going to heaven, but we haven't learned, we haven't become real to us yet. That's why we're preaching consistently, week in, week out, what we preach. So that there may be some things now, like divine health might seem like a foreign concept to you. Joy, 24/7, divine joy, soundness of mind, freedom from all fear and anxiety. That might seem like a foreign concept to you. That might seem even foolish or impossible to you. But it's just as real as you going to heaven. But as you hear the preaching, the message from fivefold ministry gifts that have been walking in it and growing in it and knowing it for years, it's going to quicken you. It's going to help you walk in it. It really is. It's just like if you want to learn guitar, you go to someone who knows how to play the guitar. You don't want to learn guitar from someone who doesn't know how to play guitar. Well, the fivefold ministry gifts were given to us by God so that they would walk with Christ and help us to walk with Christ. So when no one's looking, we're walking with Christ. First of all, because he's so good. And who else are you going to walk with, right? But also, he's called us to help you walk with Christ. It's important to understand the roles, the roles, R-O-L-E, as in the body of Christ, and what the purpose of the fivefold gifts are. And take full advantage of what God has given you in the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers he's brought into your life so that you can experience him. Christ is our message. We preach to awaken hearts and bring every person into the full understanding of truth. It has become my inspiration, hallelujah, and passion in ministry to labor with a tireless intensity. Doesn't wear you out. It fuels you up. With his power flowing through me. The Amplified says this, with all the superhuman energy which he so mightily enkindles and works within me. Hallelujah. I love it. The passage says, to present to every believer the revelation of being his perfect one in Jesus Christ. Did you know that the moment you put your faith in Christ, you've become his perfect one? You've become his son, his daughter? Hallelujah, you become just as righteous as Christ is righteous. You're just as much a child, a son, a daughter of God as Jesus. It's our privilege to tell you that and help you walk in that. 1 Thessalonians 2:13 says this, and we also especially thank God continually for this, that when you received the message of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of mere men, but as it truly is, the word of God. God, which is effectually at work in you who believe. We're believers. We act on the word, exercising its superhuman power. Yeah. In those who adhere to and trust in and rely on it. Amen. We've got two things we're going to do. We're going to have communion together in just a few moments. So if you've got your emblems, your juice, and your bread, go ahead and get those right now. And then I have a special announcement. We're going to share something really exciting with you before we close this service. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that your word is working in us mightily. Your word is working in us powerfully. That your superhuman power is working in us powerfully. Thank you for this precious time together. Thank you for giving us the Bible. Genesis through Malachi. Matthew through Revelation. The fresh revelation of Christ. That is just endless and deep and that just changes us every day. Lord, we choose to see ourselves as you see us, not as mere men and women, but as risen sons and daughters of God the Father. As your sons and daughters in the earth doing the things Jesus did, and greater things than these. There are no second-class citizens in your family. Hallelujah. We are your sons and daughters seated at your right hand, raised up with Christ, walking in his authority and power in the earth. And Father, we take this bread right now as just a symbol to us to remind us of the flesh, the body of Jesus, which you prepared for us. He was conceived in the womb of a virgin, and he came into the earth in a town called Bethlehem, the house of bread. The bread of life came into the world in a town called the House of Bread. That was your doing. Jesus, you're the bread of life, not of death, not of fear, not of anxiety, of health, of untroubled, undisturbed well-being. You took on flesh. And you allowed your flesh to be arrested, to be punched and scourged and tore apart more than any other man. Why did you do that? So that our bodies today would be whole. So, Father, we eat this bread this morning and rejoice in the reality of our new identity, that we are healed. We're healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. The chastisement necessary for our healing was put upon Jesus. It's already done. We simply receive it and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, let's eat the bread. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for it. In Jesus' name. And we take our cup of juice as a symbol just to remind us to continue acting on what Christ has done for us. We act on our divine health. We act on the divine health that the Father has given us. We fight against any symptoms, anything that would try and tell us that our identity is not healed. We refuse to give them any ground in our lives. By the stripes that wounded Jesus, we have been healed. It's settled. It's already done. And in the same way, we act on the righteousness we've been given. The blood of Jesus was shed, and that blood canceled the curse that was against us. The ordinances of the curse that were against us were nailed to that cross. Now we are permanently righteous. We are permanently blessing. And the blessing of Abraham is permanently upon us for the rest of our lives. So, Father, we thank you for the blood of your Son that was shed for us. And we drink this in celebration of the permanent righteousness you've given us. Let's drink. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Well, this has been such a journey. You know, back from the hills of Newcastle, where I started talking to God through all the different seasons and areas that over the years, and it's brought us to the center of the country. And we're in Tulsa, Oklahoma now, and we have the privilege of live streaming the gospel every week on Sundays and Wednesdays and whenever else we get a chance to do it. And we're starting something pretty special, and I'm very excited about it. We're going to begin in-person worship services. The first Sunday in May. So this was the announcement we were encouraging you to tune in for. Sunday, May 5th. Monday. Sunday, May 5th, we're going to have our first in-person worship service in Tulsa. Very excited about that. And it's going to be at the Alt Room in Mid-City off of 51st. And starting at 10 a.m. Central Time, 10 a.m. Central Time, we want to invite you to come on out. We're going to have a blast. We're just going to enjoy the presence of Christ and let the presence of Christ quicken us and strengthen us. We will be live streaming the message.
I was going to say, this doesn't change anything except for the time.
Time will change.
Mm-hmm. Our
time will shift an hour. For those on the, well, everywhere, obviously.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so we're going from 9 a.m. Central Time to 10 a.m. Central Time. Mm-hmm. But we will still, it's still going to be accessible to everybody online. We're still going to do our live Bible studies on Wednesdays, still putting out the podcast, the Bible studies, all of our content. So the gospel is accessible to everybody. But if you're in the Tulsa area, we want to invite you to come on out and experience Christ. In person, it's going to be awesome. So that starts Sunday, May 5th at 10 a.m. Central Time, Tulsa time. This upcoming Wednesday, we will not be having our Bible study. We're going to be part of the Spirit Wind Conference, hosted by Elijah Morrell. Mm-hmm. And Annette Capps is going to be there, the legendary Annette Capps. Really. And I've shared one of our favorite books I encourage every believer to read is called Quantum Faith. And she talks about faith and the parallels between faith and the quantum physics and the quantum realm. Powerful book. But we'll be there Wednesday, and that's at Notion in downtown Tulsa. And that's Wednesday starting at 7 p.m. And I'm not sure of the streaming information for that. If that will be streamed, I don't know, actually. But, hey, hop on a plane, take a bus, take a train. You can come out to Tulsa and check out and receive the ministry of Annette Capps.
We'll be worshiping Wednesday night, but it does begin Tuesday.
I believe the conference is Tuesday through Saturday. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So going to be very, very awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But we love you guys so much. We bless you. It's a good day.
It is a good day.
You are more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. You already have the victory. Your needs are already met abundantly. You have nothing to be afraid of. You have nothing to worry about. And you have everything to look forward to and celebrate and rejoice about. Because Jesus has accomplished victory for you. We bless you in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for this Highway family. Lord, I bless them. I thank you for the new season we're stepping into. Mm-hmm. I thank you for your rich provision every step of the way in all of our lives. It's the second quarter of 2024. And we thank you that this will be an amazing, spirit-filled, divinely provided for quarter. Mm-hmm. We thank you for all. In Jesus' name, we bless you, Highway family. See you soon. God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. Check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life he came to give you.